This is a dictation for patient Andrew Himes. Date of service is 2/2/2023. Date of birth 7/29/1964. Date of accident 5/9/2022. And date of follow-up visit is 2/2/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was T-bone on the driver's side of his car as a restaurant driver, which caused him head injury, headache, along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, erectile dysfunction, and pain symptoms in the neck and the lower back, mainly the right wrist, and sorry, to the right, to the left shoulder, apologies, and with difficulty in lifting beyond 90 degrees. And there was shooting pain to the left leg, and patient has had a issue with the bullet in the chest. After many trial, long delays, finally a CT scan was to be done. It is going to be done next week. The pain level varies from 8 to 10, and ADLs are affected up to 10 in the area of general activity, mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life. Walking ability and relationship with other people are affected 8. 30% improvement is reported by the patient. Positive symptoms in the system review is as follows: in neurology and psych, dizziness, vertigo, headache, vision disturbance, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory, and chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, pins and needles, limited range of motions, numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, ankle and foot pain, difficulty walking. In the GI, there is nausea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, GU, incontinence of the urine, painful urination, respiratory, asthma, difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports pain is getting worse and the medication for the pain need to be increased. In the changes in the medical history is that patient is now scheduled for a CT scan. And there are no new changes in the surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol number 3. Substance abuse, marijuana. The compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 176/122. Pulse is 93, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 1/6/2023. Dictation number is 0117-004. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week along in the area of pain, which is neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, left shoulder, left hip, and left knee, and left ankle and foot, as well as patient remains disabled for work, housework. His legs were reviewed and are considered okay. And we are going to wait for CT scan. As it is done, we'll review and modify our protocol. Patient has been recommended to visit neurologist, neuropsych, as well as psychiatrist, and his primary care physician, Dr. Chris. Chiropractic care has been ordered. Medications have continued. And the patient is provided with the following medication, which is, actually patient refused to take any medication. He was being provided with Mobic, Flexeril, Ultram, Zoloft, Lyrica, and Furosets. He left the medications here, saying that they do not help him. He wants only Narco, which we are not giving to patients. Thank you, as being abused.